Joining me now, we have Don Nelson, Pride Industries Vice President of Government Facility Services, and Leah Burdick, Pride Industries Chief Growth Officer. Thank you all very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Happy to talk about it because talking about things that affect us in the local area is definitely one of our focuses we prefer to have. And as people are looking to get back to work, get back to regular life or whatever regular can look like at this point, I mean, employment is a huge part of that. And Pride Industries is an interesting local aspect of that. So, Leah, what are some of the history and explanation of what Pride Industries is and what y'all do?
Well, Pride Industries is proud to work at Fort Bliss. But as background, we started in 1966 in a church basement in Northern California with the mission to create employment for people with disabilities. And today we've grown. We're in 15 states plus Washington, D.C. We have 5,500 employees, about 60% of whom have a documented disability. We're a social enterprise, so that means we provide business services to fuel our mission to create these jobs, and we do that through facilities management, manufacturing, and supply chain, as well as recruiting and staffing and training. So we've grown quite a bit from our humble beginnings, and as I said, we're pleased to serve the El Paso community at Fort Bliss.
And very importantly as well, you all are a 501c3 as part of this mission, right?
Yes, we are. A nonprofit.
All right. So, Don, can you talk a little bit about Pride Industries' work and history at Fort Bliss?
Absolutely. So Pride Industries has been out at Fort Bliss since 2007, creating opportunities for people with disabilities out at the base there. We work for and alongside the Department of Public Works on the installation. And really, our first mission is really to help the Army accomplish their mission as part of our contract. So then we can then work on our mission to create meaningful jobs for people with disabilities. The contract we have there is part of the Ability One program, which is a federal set-aside program that was specifically created to help people with disabilities and create opportunities for them. And that's being done on contracts with federal agencies. And the Department of Defense is the biggest customer in that program.
Okay, so it definitely covers a lot of ground there. Leah, throwing it back to you, the term disability can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Of course, it has a legal definition, but how do you all use that for your work and for the people that you then have doing it?
Well, Andrew, we started out employing people with developmental disabilities, and it's expanded. We help deaf people who have low vision, who are blind. We also help folks with PTSD, learning disabilities, autism, ADHD. You know, we focus on people with disabilities, but also those with barriers to employment, such as veterans, former foster youth, trafficking survivors, but really anyone who had an individualized education program or IEP in school often qualifies for support services.
So, of course, employment has been a big conversation surrounding it lately. And, you know, the finding jobs, getting back to work as the economy and society reopens, all of that stuff here. But there's a particular set of issues and challenges facing people in those general categories you just described of disabilities or disadvantaged circumstances. What are those kind of challenges for those groups of people when it comes to finding employment?
Well, there's unconscious bias, right? And we work with companies to break down those beliefs. 70% of working-age Americans with disabilities are unemployed. And we find many of them want to be employed. They want the pride of a paycheck to have a more independent life. But some of the biases include, you know, they concern about safety. We have an amazing safety record, better than average. They worry about productivity. Well, we provide training. We have job coaches to support them. And often our people are just as productive as the general workforce. Sometimes they even exceed the productivity. They also worry that accommodations might be expensive. Most accommodations cost $50 or less. So in this time, you know, you hear employers saying, "We can't find people. People don't want to work right now." Well, this is a huge untapped resource of employees who are very engaged. They often have very high retention rates because they're so eager to work. And we encourage them to give this population a chance.
If you're just joining us, my guest right now, that was Leah Burdick, Pride Industries Chief Growth Officer, and also Don Nelson, Pride Industries Vice President of Government Facilities Services. Want to find anything more about their organization and the nonprofit status of the work they do, you can find them at prideindustries.com. So, Don, going back to you here, we talked a little bit about some of the scope of work that you do over at Fort Bliss, but more specifically, what does the employment and the work that happens there mean to local individuals with disabilities?
Well, the jobs at Fort Bliss provide, you know, meaningful employment for people with disabilities who might not otherwise have an opportunity like this to work for an employer who can provide so many support systems, accommodations to help them be successful on their job. The positions we have out at Fort Bliss are really good-paying jobs that create, you know, stable employment and steady income that the employees can count on to support them and their families, and really help the community at large.
So when it comes to the kind of works that they're doing, I mean, you've all talked a lot about how productivity and safety are up there, but for some average people, it may be hard for them to kind of realize that and figure it out. And something that a phrase that a lot of people might not think about that much is the phrase reasonable accommodations of what, you know, most jobs are. If you can do this when you apply for it, can you do it with reasonable accommodations? And a lot of what you're talking about here, it seems to me, falls within that. So I guess for both of you here, when bases or companies hire a Pride Industries employee, what kind of support do they end up receiving?
Well, our employees out at Fort Bliss, you know, cover the wide range of disabilities from physical to cognitive, visual, hearing impairments. And we have over 40 people out at Fort Bliss that are deaf or hearing impaired. And we can provide, you know, job coaches and counselors, people that know sign language so that we can help them day to day. We provide a lot of technology, like one-handed keyboards or screen readers, that can aid employees in accomplishing the work they have to do. We try to match up the jobs to the individual skills and capabilities and try to make that a win-win for everybody, the employer, the employee, you know, and our customers as well.
I'd like to add one of my favorite stories at Fort Bliss is we have a gentleman, he's an employee, he was born blind. He runs the inventory room. You think, how does he run the inventory room? Well, he put Braille on the end of each row of, you know, inventory materials, and he memorized where everything is on the floor. So this is an example of how a person with a disability, you know, has created his own accommodation to be successful. And it doesn't cost anything. So to me, that's just a wonderful success story of, you know, how people can be so innovative to contribute to the workplace.
I mean, you mentioned there that matching up people with jobs and skills, and here I'm sure it's crucial, but I mean, that is frankly pretty much what happens in any job here. If you apply for it, you're going to be, you know, put to wherever you are most qualified and done. So that's just in this case is with the added inclusion of, you know, maybe extra support, like you said, with a Braille or other necessary, you know, technology or implementation of things there. So that makes a lot of sense there. So Leah, another question for you then. When it comes to, you know, these issues, some people may think that this is something that, I mean, you have to do it, you know, government subsidies, whatever. But would you say that there are benefits to having an inclusive workforce on its own?
Oh, yes. I mean, we have many non-government customers, Fortune 500s, that are not required to hire people with disabilities. They do it because there have been studies that show that folks with disabilities, they stay at jobs longer, they improve productivity and morale in the workplace. You know, it makes sense if suddenly, you know, you've been passed over and you get an opportunity to prove yourself and to shine. You know, you show up to work with enthusiasm. You stay at your jobs longer. You know, we've had a lot of employers say, I wish all my employees had such a positive attitude. You know, they can be so innovative. I mean, they live in a world that's not necessarily built for them. They have to kind of navigate it. And so that leads to innovation and problem-solving skills, which are really valuable to business. It boosts morale among the employee base as well. A lot employees like to work for companies that are giving back and contributing, making a positive social impact. And then one of the things we say to businesses is that the total disposable income for U.S. adults with disabilities is about $490 billion. So if you want to tap into a customer segment, show that you're loyal to them by hiring them, and I think you'll have some loyal customers as well.
So if someone with a disability was interested in learning about this, or someone who knows someone with a disability thinks they might qualify or be interested in this kind of work, what would you say to them, or where should they go to find out more information?
Well, we have a helpline where we either connect people to services they need, sometimes training, or else the open positions that we have. We always have many open positions. The helpline is the I Am Able helpline. The number is 844-I-AM-ABLE. Or else 844-426-2253, or you can find that information on our website, prideindustries.com.
And Don, how can businesses find out more about hiring people with disabilities through Pride Industries?
Well, I definitely encourage employers who are interested to reach out to our website, as Leah mentioned, prideindustries.com. In our Inclusive Talent Solutions Department, would be more than happy to work with businesses to educate employers on, you know, benefits of hiring people with disabilities, help with placement and training, and make the whole process more successful for everyone, because there's a lot of benefits for everybody in that type of a work environment.
All right, my guest right now, that was Don Nelson, Pride Industries Vice President of Government Facility Services, and Leah Burdick, Pride Industries Chief Growth Officer. Again, main place to go and find all of this, prideindustries.com, for more information on hiring and employment opportunities. So, Don and Leah, thank you all very much for talking to us today about both what you all do and some of the issues surrounding it here today.
Thank you, Andrew.
Appreciate it.